With this player profile on Norwalk wide receiver Ethan Carlson, I'm John Mowinkel.
Here's Juergens back to throw once again. Sets his feet, fires it back of the end zone to Carlson. He hauls it in. Touchdown, Warriors. Norwalk has taken the lead.
Seven route right there. Went to the flag route again. It's been open all night. When they play that single high safety, that outside, you know, the flag route is open all night. Max is really starting to heat up. We're going to go for two, I assume, here to try and go up 3 points.
That was one of two touchdown catches for the senior wideout in last week's win over Glenwood to open the postseason. And what a game it was for not only the Warriors, but for Carlson individually. It was a record-breaking performance for the young man, setting the single-game mark for the Norwalk football team with 16 catches for 213 yards. And he says that while it was great to have those stats, it was very important that his team got the job done as a whole in the process.
Felt pretty good. I mean, can't really do that without Max, but I mean, kind of like ADM game, pretty similar stats. And I think just going out and performing at best level I can, and then feels pretty good coming away with that win and coming away with those stats too.
He says the guys rallied together when everyone else doubted them.
I think everybody was kind of, I talked about it with a couple people, just kind of tired of losing, and I mean, it comes down to the little things and in the games, and a couple games we lost by a couple points that we should have probably won and came away with the victory, but I think it's just a big booster for the team, and I think just coming in, everybody's doubting us, and I think we're the only ones that we think we can win and come in there and take care of business kind of thing and come away with the win. I think it's just a big booster mentally and physically for everybody.
After earning All-State honors last year, Carlson leads the team again this year with 63 catches for 986 yards and 10 touchdowns. Quarterback Max Juergens has completed 122 passes on the season, meaning that roughly half of the completions are to Carlson. He says it took a little bit of adjusting from last year's QB to having Juergens this year.
It took a little bit of time, I'd say. I mean, he kind of started out with golf, and I think a couple people talked him into going out for football again, so he kind of started out a little slower and kind of came in. We had another quarterback, and we didn't know who it was going to be yet, so then they kind of fought it out, and he came in, and then I think he had the confidence to just trust me and trust all the other receivers coming in, so I think it was a good transition, but, I mean, a little different, but, yeah.
Head coach Paul Patterson says that there's no doubt that Carlson is their number one guy when it comes to the offense.
He's the guy that we rely on. You know, he's basically a guy that we treat as a running back with how often we try to get him the ball. And he's a tough matchup, you know, because if you send two guys to be with him solely, then that opens up Nick and Chase and the rest of the gang. And so how are you going to handle him? And he's such a good route runner, and he has such great hands that it makes it difficult for you to guard him. You know, last week he had his left hand pinned to his hip on one of his touchdown catches, and he catches it one-handed. You know, he's a phenomenal route runner, he's a phenomenal kid, and he's got phenomenal hands, and those things in combination with one another.
That one-handed catch that Coach P spoke of was one of the big turning points in last week's win.
Twin receivers either side of the field. It's third and goal from the 8 here for Norwalk. Needing a score here. Back to pass is Juergens. Sets his feet. Fires it to the corner of the end zone. It is hauled in by Carlson with one hand. Touchdown, Norwalk. It's a one-score game at 21-12.
After last week's spectacular performance, Carlson is just 41 yards away from the single-season receiving yardage record at Norwalk. The current record holder got there in 14 games. Should Carlson surpass that tonight, and there's a very good chance that he does, he'd surpass that mark in 8 games. He says that it'll take a full team effort to come out on top tonight, but with the right mindset, it is certainly possible.
I think you just need to, as me as a senior, I think I need to just step up and be a bigger person, tell everybody what they need to do, and I mean, telling everybody that, I mean, we got this and it can be done if nobody else believes in us. I mean, we're the only ones that believe in us, so we got to step it up and go out and fight our hearts out.
It'll be a tough test for the Warriors tonight, that's for sure. But with Ethan Carlson leading the way, you can never count this team out. Norwalk's going to try to knock out Council Bluffs Lewis Central tonight and get one step closer to the Dome. With this player profile on Norwalk wide receiver Ethan Carlson, I'm John Mowinkel.